Proverbs 16, verses 16 through 33. How much better is it to get wisdom than gold, and to get understanding rather to be chosen than silver? The highway of the upright is to depart from evil. He that keepeth his way preserveth his soul. Pride goeth before destruction, and an haughty spirit before a fall. Better it is to be of an humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the proud. He that handleth a matter wisely shall find good, and whoso trusteth in the Lord, happy is he. The wise in heart shall be called prudent, and the sweetness of the lips increaseth learning. Understanding is a wellspring of life unto him that hath it, but the instruction of fools is folly. The heart of the wise teacheth his mouth, and addeth learning to his lips. Pleasant words are as an honeycomb, sweet to the soul, and health to the bones. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. He that laboreth for himself, for his mouth craveth it of him. An ungodly man diggeth up evil, and in his lips there is as a burning fire. A froward man soweth strife, and a whisperer separateth chief friends. A violent man enticeth his neighbor, and leadeth him into the way that is not good. He shutteth his eyes to devise froward things. Moving his lips, he bringeth evil to pass. The hoary head is a crown of glory, if it be found in the way of righteousness. He that is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he that ruleth his spirit than he that taketh a city. The lot is cast into the lap, but the whole disposing thereof is of the Lord. It's very clear in the scriptures. The path of life is a path of humility, learning, wisdom from God, understanding, uprightness, trusting in the Lord, and departing from evil. This is the King's way, his highway, that leads us out of death and hell and the dust of the earth all the way up on high into the kingdom of God. This is the narrow way that our Lord Jesus spoke of, which leadeth unto life, the saving of our soul. The highway of the upright is to depart from evil. He that keepeth his way preserveth his soul. So truly, we can say as Solomon, how much better is it to get wisdom than gold, and to get understanding rather to be chosen than silver? Because every man naturally does what is right in his own eyes. But only the wisdom from above can guide us into the path of life. Because there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. So let us walk in the path of humility and ask God to have a humble spirit. Because pride goeth before destruction, and an haughty spirit before a fall. So truly better it is to be of an humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the proud. Let us trust in the Lord and handle our matters in wisdom as He directs. For he that handleth a matter wisely shall find good, and whoso trusteth in the Lord, happy is he. Happiness, health, joy, sweetness, and life all come from the Lord. And these things come to us through the wisdom and understanding of His instruction, learning from His word by His Spirit, growing and increasing daily, little by little, precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little and there a little. And thus we become wise in heart, and life becomes pleasant and sweet, ever instructive and growing continually in him under the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, nourished up in the words of faith and of good doctrine. For the wise in heart shall be called prudent, and the sweetness of the lips increaseth learning. Understanding is a wellspring of life unto him that hath it, and the heart of the wise teacheth his mouth, and addeth learning to his lips. Pleasant words are as an honeycomb, sweet to the soul, and health to the bones. But the ungodly, they are not so. They will not humble themselves under the doctrine of the Lord. They will not submit to the life of learning, wisdom, and understanding, in gentleness and patience and continuance and well-doing. No, they refuse the instruction of life. And rather than dig for the spiritual gold and silver of God's word, they dig up evil and iniquity and find fault in everyone. Their lips aren't sweet with the honey of the words of life, but the words of their lips are like a burning fire that consume and devour hearts and souls. Oh, they think they have wisdom, but this wisdom is earthly, sensual, and devilish, and it's set on fire of hell. For they sow envy and strife, and create division and discord amongst God's people. And their path is a path of violence that leads to envy, strife, confusion, and every evil work. Such is everyone that is hasty of spirit and soon angry, for they are selfish, foolish, and prideful. Let us pray that we be not amongst such, and let us learn to rule our spirit and to be slow to anger, slow to wrath, like our Lord himself. For he that is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he that ruleth his spirit is better than he that taketh the city. Let us pray that we can continue in this humble, patient instruction all the way to our old age. For the hoary head is a crown of glory, if it be found in the way of righteousness. How much better is it to get wisdom than gold, and to get understanding rather to be chosen than silver? Let us thank the Lord for his grace to reach down to us and offer us the words of life, so that we might receive them, believe them, obey them, and walk in them all the days of our lives. So let's cast our lot in with the Lord and with his instruction, and he shall determine our outcome. For the lot is cast into the lap, but the whole disposing thereof is of the Lord. Proverbs chapter 16, verses 16 through 33.